If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It's been one of the top news throughout the day, talking about whether the matric results should be or should not be published. Now, the Gauteng High Court in Pretoria has heard arguments on the urgency of the matter, and they are set to make a ruling whether or not to entertain this. So they're supposed to be telling us by tomorrow morning. This will, of course, then have a ramifications of whether these results will then be later published on the 13th of January. That's when they are supposed to be published. This has been a going culture in South Africa for as long as I remember, for matric results to be published. And now, popular acts are being brought up as part of argument. Hey, our kids are suffering at the hands of these things. Whoa, guys, what is broken? Maybe Katlego, because this is your story. You tell us, what is broken about this current system of actually publishing results? Do we have direct links of any ill towards the matriculants previously? Do we actually have a reason to be changing this thing that seems like a well-oiled machine?
I hear the concerns by the regulator in which it wants to protect the personal information of people. Because you know, you get those spam calls. That's where it all comes from, right? Like, True. People have access to your personal information.
Guy examination number. Guys, stop
with
it.
With the exam number. So I was one of those people. My cohort was those where you just got the ID number.
Uh-huh.
You didn't get your name.
You
published.
And Jess, yeah.
Yes.
So almost you and I.
I'm the cohort.
They put our names.
You're the older generation.
Full name.
Full name. Exactly.
Yeah. And guess what? I'm still okay. But go on to continue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Continue.
But guys, honest fact, some children really have a lot of anxiety and they worry about having their details out there because they know someone will do the research and find their ID number and find out.
Find the examination number.
Find the examination number and do all of that. So, I get that it's mixed, but I do think the tradition of it, the excitement of it. It's really nice to know, to see your details there in the newspaper and you've passed and you've
the hope you've in these achieved. Matriculants' eyes, the excitement around AM hours, this after getting the text, wanting to verify the text that you are in the newspaper. There's so much that's going on, and I'm not in any way belittling maybe kids that do have anxiety.
Yes.
But I want to solely squarely, and you can chop my head off, it's fine. We have traumas of our own as these parents, and we've imposed so much of that trauma on how we parent on our kids. And what happens is that then our kids have anxiety. Failure has always been there throughout our times. And it doesn't mean that everybody takes failure the same way. Not at all. But I do think that our kids are even softer, in inverted commas.
They are.
More anxious, in inverted commas, because we impose our trauma on them. We say, oh, because I wasn't shielded, I failed my matric. And I wasn't shielded, therefore, I don't want my child's examination number there. That's what we are doing to our kids.
Yeah.
Whereas if you let the kids be, I swear,
they'll be fine.
I swear. And if you do know that your child is a child that has anxiety, if the proper methods, and I know therapy is very expensive, so I'm not taking that away at all.
And the South African Depression and Anxiety Group is there with the toll-free care.
And you know, unless the anxiety was sprung up with matric, because I know that the work at matric right now is very, very, it's a lot, right? But if your kid has been coming in and anxiety, I hope that you do take the right steps to help your child to manage their anxiety and all of that.
Just coach them, man. I mean, even if you do fail, this is not the end of the world, right?
Yeah.
You can always restart again next year. You know? There's so many examples of people who actually have failed matric and got to, you know, restart.
Yeah.
And they're probably better off than a lot of people
that
passed the first time around, right? But I do honestly feel like part of this problem, we are fixing everything, man. Like, everything is a problem in South Africa. We are fixing everything. Even things that don't need fixing, we are out here fixing and fixing and fixing. And for those things that have detrimental effects, of course fix them. Mm.
So would you say we're coddling our kids too much?
Completely coddling our kids too much. I think our kids are jupes. They are marshmallows. Everything hurts them.
But to be fair, another point, I remember even when you could sign up to get an SMS or any other means to get your results, it would come at like midday.
Yeah.
So it was always late. Like if you had to sign up, you know, that SMS that you get your results, it would come so late. So the newspaper thing, I remember with my mom driving out, trying to find the newspaper guy.
5 a.m. in the morning.
5 a.m. in the morning.
We'll be there with my
friends. What happens to kids that are still very much disadvantaged, that don't have access to phones? So you were saying that they then must wait. The newspaper won't work.
Or they go
they
to
must
the school.
Wait to go to the school in the morning of the publish. They can't get. They can't be part of the excitement because maybe the kids that the parents are labeling everything, then have their way and they are able to push through this thing and we don't get mid. There are so many dynamics in our society. South Africa is so unequal. There's so many problems in South Africa. I do not think, especially in the education sector, this is one of our biggest problems.
It's not.
It is not our biggest. We've got kids that can't read at levels the way they should be able to read.
Yeah.
Not only in English, not in Sotho, not in Zulu. Not. Is this a big thing that we should be fighting? Why are we not fighting for certain books to be introduced in schools? Why are we not fighting for certain programs to be introduced in government schools so that we can equal the playing field? We are chasing whether guys.
But at the heart of it, Khumutso, it's not an emotional one. It's really the fight by the regulator. From what I understand, it's really about protecting personal information. It's not about the tradition of matriculants. You and I are at Sequoia, our generation, having seen it. It's not about that.
Okay.
It's about your personal information.
Here's another argument, though, I would say, is what are the implications for, I don't know, newspapers, you know?
Yeah, for sure. This?
Absolutely.
Because the implication is that sales will go up for them, right?
Absolutely.
Websites as well. I don't know.
And
we've
know
seen a couple of them
struggling.
Closing down,
exactly.
Right?
Right.
That's why I'm saying, I don't know if this is the big. Maybe, guys, I am hard. I've been told that before. I feel like our kids are too coddled and therefore they don't know how to fight. They don't know how to fight in life because everything is cushy. Gentle parenting has killed us completely. I feel that way, right? And I could be completely wrong. But I want to know from you, what is broken with the system of publishing the results that the regulator now is fixing? Do you know your child who was called by any retail shop saying they are offering their account because their examination number was leaked?
Comes to this thing, any matric results being published, if there was a why, except for the tradition, except for it's nice, except for a proud moment, seeing excitement, if there was a real reason why they were being published in the first place, or why there's still a need for them to be published, it was a different case. When you're in university, you get your results via email, you get your results whether you're graduating or not via email, and there's still excitement around it. The very same way we're talking your results from grade 1 to grade 11, there's still excitement around it. There's absolutely no need. There was never a need.
Isn't this a rite of passage? I always felt like it's a rite of passage. And maybe you are saying, what you're saying is sobering, you know, the fact that there's no why they should be published. Maybe there's also a why not. And that's why we are asking, what is broken with the system that we need to then stop now? Especially because it's gone through so many different phases. It was name and surname. Then it was just ID number. Now it's examination number. I feel like the protection of the student has had its different phases. So why now? Why are we trying to scrap it?
Kumutso, you know, today I'm with you 100%.
Thank you.
I think you're absolutely right. Kids today are coddled too much. They are too soft. They can't deal with life. If you're saying, Guti, the anxiety was caused by the work of matric, do you know how difficult varsity is? Never mind varsity, life. After matric, it's difficult. If you can't deal with that, how are you going to survive in the world?
Yeah, I agree with you, Mama. I feel like these kids are being coddled too much. We've taken away the pride of matric year. It's your statement in saying, I've worked and toiled so much for the past 12 years, and this is my statement of results. There's nothing wrong with showcasing how well you've done. And if you haven't, it actually encourages you and pushes you to work harder to ensure that when you appear next time, you have good results.
What you are saying is Definitely correct. This is straight on the line, Ausine. And now I believe, Ori, that is the culture of matric. That is our pride. That's how we do things. There are things that we sometimes don't have to change. That's why I instead of parents parenting the children, now the children are parenting the parents. Because everything that you do, you are sensitive. You don't have to be sensitive. If we make children see the pride of things that are here and that have value, as you are saying, we can't fix everything. Tlwelang matric results, number how little bit how with everything of yours, because that's where our pride is. This is sometimes we have to do things our own way. So now I definitely agree with you and support you.
Hi, hey Tebiso, you walked in when we Mamel Hagiri the war of matric results this week, well today, as we anticipate what will happen tomorrow. With this court ruling that we are waiting for, it's something that is so interesting. And because we also have so many different views about it, it always feels like, eish, what are we going to do? We'll let the law take its course. But for me, this is like just, you know, changing things because we are overly sensitive, especially because there's a protection of information. I've never been called, guys, and now my name in cinema was there. I was never called for an account to say, come open the account. So I don't know. What information are you trying to thingy, but again, protein?
To me, it does not make sense. It does not make sense. If it's not broken, why are you trying to fix it? This is a system that has been working way beyond our time. We found batswadi ba rona le bona going through the same process. And then because now an act like the Poppy Act has been introduced, now we want to find problems in things that are not problems in this country, really. If you were telling me that it was in terms of an ID number, I could understand, because obviously for fraudulent reasons, ID numbers could be stolen there for fraudulent reasons, because we live in times where fraud is such an easy thing to commit. But when it comes to an exam number, I feel like it has a certain degree of keeping somebody's identity private.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with the newspaper system. It worked for us. You just had your exam number there. Only people you've told your exam number will know how exactly to look for you. We just had people calling us later, or us calling them to tell them, hey, listen, by the way, it's a mile sharp, you know? And it was fun going to the shop to go look for a newspaper, and then all of us from different schools are just sitting there going through the newspaper, looking, and the excitement, and it became a nice time. So you are right. These kids are coddled, and they did not ask to be coddled. Yep. There was nothing wrong. Somebody's just woke and trying to be woke and act woke, because that's just what the world is going at now. Let me be the first to be woke.
We are woke. And by the way, and this is why I'm even saying that, I wonder what is broken with the system, and maybe there are things that we don't know, that the regulator knows, that has got information privy. But nevertheless, if it's not broken, I don't know why it's being fixed. If it is broken, fix it. Don't do away with it. Just fix the problem. Don't necessarily do away with it. But anyway.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.